This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. He joins me now to offer his latest thoughts on what seems to be an impasse over the possible extension of the debt ceiling. Is it time to have a short-term extension? Will there be a compromise in time on a more comprehensive plan? Or will we have a showdown and an impasse continuing like we seem to have right now? And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Good to be with you.
Obviously, most of the discussions have been among a select group of people, and we have not been privy to those conversations. What we do know is that John Kyle and Eric Cantor have walked away from those discussions, at least for now, and that would suggest that there really is, in fact, both sides looking at this tax issue, with Democrats saying there has to be some tax increases, Republicans saying absolutely not. What's your sense on which side has the stronger hand on that issue?
I don't believe there's any question about it. Republicans really do have the strong hand here. You know, if you think about this, we're now 790-some days since we've even had a budget. We've gone a couple of years now with no budget resolution whatsoever. In the last budget cycle, we didn't deal with a single appropriations bill, not one, never brought to the floor by the Democrat leadership. We've got the same situation going this year. Here we are, first week of July, not a single appropriations bill has been brought to the floor for debate, and that's in control of the Democrats. So they're just not leading. They don't want to make hard votes. Just a few minutes ago, Senator Reid announced that he was pulling the Libya resolution. He brought us back here under the pretext of working on the budget issues. And then the first issue up is Libya. Are you kidding me? And so he realized he was going to lose that. So he's pulled that now. And appears like the only vote this week is going to be on a sense of the Senate resolution, if you can believe it, on taxing millionaires. I mean, this could not be more absurd. And I just think there's no question about it. People are fed up with this kind of leadership.
The president, of course, in his press conference last week, as well as others who support his position, have tried to basically couch this as Republicans trying to benefit the rich. He referred, of course, to the airplane tax loophole that is out there right now, apparently, and basically saying that it's the middle class who are going to have to bear the burden here and that the wealthiest Americans are getting a free ride if Republicans get their way. Your rebuttal is?
It's just almost insulting. I listen to this stuff, and it just about makes me sick. I mean, here this year, this president's budget is going to have a deficit of $1.6 trillion. He has run trillion-dollar deficits since the day he walked into the Oval Office. Every economist in the world is saying, Mr. President, this isn't sustainable. You're walking our country over a cliff economically. And what's he want to talk about? You know, 0.1% of the federal budget. I mean, it just makes me ill. I could not be more frustrated with that. There's a point in time where the campaign is over, Mr. President, and we reach that point. He paid the filing fee. It is time to lead. It is time to be the president. It is time to ask people to make hard choices about the budget and spending and debt. And instead, he's talking about millionaire taxes and airplanes, and it just is ridiculous. I don't know where he's coming from. It makes no sense to me.
Talk about what you think the impact would be economically if the taxes the president wants to raise were raised.
The impact on the budget would be non-existent. I mean, airplane deductions, basically he's talking about depreciating airplanes over a five-year period versus a seven-year period. That's what he's talking about. It's just so minuscule.
What about the top tax bracket as well, because he wants that as well?
Yeah, let's say I gave a speech on this a couple of years ago on the Senate floor. He said, well, we got to tax everybody who makes over $250,000 a year. Of course, that hammers small businesses because they report their income on their personal tax return. But my speech on the Senate floor said, okay, what would it take to balance the budget by what would the rate have to be for these people who make over $250,000 a year? just to balance the budget, not even dealing with the deficit, the rate would have to be 90%. And that was 2 years ago. So they'd have an effective federal tax rate of 90%. Now it's probably about 100% because the deficit has gotten worse under the president's time in office. So you can't get there by this populist stuff that he says. You can only get there by cutting spending, and that's the reality of this situation. The federal government's tried to be all things to all people, and we've got ourselves in a heck of a bind now.
The Republicans, of course, are weighing several different options here. The one that seems to be a consensus is the one we've been talking about, and that's no new taxes. You have some, especially from the Tea Party side of the party, saying that this thing shouldn't even be raised at all, this debt ceiling. This is the time for the government to really tighten its belt. Others say there's got to be huge, verifiable cuts to entitlements, or at least reforming entitlements, so they're solvent, and that's not increasing to add to the debt. And others say, well, let's just get a long-term deal. And then there's the short-term deal out there. So where do you stand right now as the best approach in the next few weeks here?
I could live with a short-term situation or a long-term. All I'm looking for is a substantial commitment that results in reductions in spending that are equally substantial. Now, what's the magic formula? Is it $2 worth of cuts for every dollar of debt ceiling increase? Is it three? I think those are debatable points, but it has to be a commitment to cutting spending. And for me, that's the key issue. I support the balanced budget amendment. I support the cap. I support all of those things. But what I want to see out of this next step is a substantial commitment to reducing spending.
As you look at it from within your own party, as well as what you're seeing from the other side of the aisle, do you believe that there's the commitment to the type of spending cuts that are necessary to actually make a significant difference, as opposed to what many believe we saw in the continuing resolution, which was more nibbling around the edges than massive attention to what needs to be done?
At this point in time, there is not 60 votes in the Senate for any plan. There just simply isn't. Now, having said that, here's where leadership comes in. Having been a former governor, a former mayor, a former member of the president's cabinet, I can tell you there's a point at which the leader needs to lead. What the president needs to do is get off of this stuff about talking about this thing or that thing and put out a comprehensive plan. You know, we forget the fact that he released a budget proposal in February that was so ridiculous when it was brought to the Senate floor, it didn't get a single vote. No Democrat voted for it, no Republican, no liberal, no conservative. Nobody wanted to vote for it. It was that bad. He's got to get serious. And then we can look at a proposal, we can debate it, we can amend it, we can bring it to the Senate floor and get to work. That's what we should be doing instead of what's going to happen this week. Is I just don't see the ball moving down the field. I'm glad we're here. I wish I could tell you we're going to solve this problem. But the reality is I don't see the leadership in the White House to get this done.
Last 30 seconds, Senator. You just returned, of course, from being home for an abbreviated 4th of July recess. So what'd you hear from the folks back home on this issue?
Cut spending. I mean, that's been the message since I got here about 2.5 years ago. People are just so worried about debt and spending, and I come from a state where we balance the budget and we don't borrow any money. You know, Nebraska is just unique in that regard. So people don't get what's going on out here, and they want the president to lead, and they want spending cut.
And we'll certainly be following in the days ahead. Senator, always good of you to be with us, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Republican Nebraska Senator Mike Johanns. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.